Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
All right, test, test, test. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay. If I change it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back at it after 2 weeks hiatus. Why? Why did we miss?
I don't know. I think Christmas is just as busy as like the end of the school year. Everyone says May is so hard. Or Christmas has been crazy.
Because the last time we did a show was the day after we got home. From our trip.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We did one last week.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we just didn't do our...
Did we do one last week?
Yeah. That's really funny.
I don't remember
about
that.
A week and a half ago.
Okay.
We did it later in the week.
Well, it's Monday, and this is when we're supposed to be doing it, so we're doing one today for real, for reals. And we're glad to be back. We hope you're all well. You got 2 weeks till Christmas. Are you ready? Have you bought all your shite? Are you doing it different this year? Because it's weird this year.
I actually am doing it a little different this year.
What are you doing?
So we drew names for our kids, and they each get a gift for each other. Instead of feeling like they have to, as adults, they always felt like they had to get gifts for each one, each person in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard whenever you're working and going to school or, you know, Taylor's got the baby. It's just really busy, and no one wants to get out as much this year. And so we drew names, and they're each getting one person a gift, and that's Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Which is super cool because they have to get really creative and find out what that person wants because they don't all live in the same place.
Right.
Which is – I like.
Yeah, that's
we
cool.
used to do stockings, but Taylor was saying just today, she's like, I like that we're just doing one gift, one big gift, and so it's not as overwhelming as trying to fill a stocking with small things. Sometimes you end up with things that they didn't. But just things to fill it instead of being really personal.
Well, here's the problem I have.
You have
Why
a problem?
Why is my phone going off? I need to put it on sleep mode here.
So I also am doing something different for you this year, which I started yesterday on the 13th.
Oh, crap. Are we doing this on the air?
We'll do it on the air.
Let's do it right now.
So I started the 12 days of Christmas for Scott, and so he gets 12 gifts.
Once again, proving Kim's the only one in this house that knows how to plan anything.
I usually do the 14 days of Valentine's, which is really fun.
That's true, yeah.
I like to do this. This is for me because this is my...
Kim loves this.
This is my thing to do, and
I'm just
I love
the
it.
Object that's in the way.
But you're also really hard to buy for when it comes to one big gift because...
I know. We get whatever we need during the year.
Electronics or...
Or it's for work or whatever.
Or nerdy things yeah. are hard for me to get for you because if you... You, sometimes you get surprised by them by other people, and sometimes you just need them to buy right then. And it's
there's
not
never
like
been a time in our entire marriage where Kim went, I'm going to get him that new console. It doesn't happen.
No, I've never been able to do
we
that.
We get him on
ever.
Launch day or whatever. Like even like what? We got married when the Genesis was big.
That first year. Yeah, we waited in line together at Christmas time at a mall because the only place you could get them at the time was.
Wait, that wasn't Genesis though. That was PlayStation. No, I'm sorry. PlayStation 1, wasn't it?
Well, we waited in line for one of the consoles our very first year, software, et cetera.
Yeah.
Those don't even exist anymore, I don't think.
They got rolled into Babbage's, and that got rolled into GameStop
or Game something.
I don't know where they are now. I guess GameStop is now what they all are. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, we've been doing this since the very beginning.
I know. You've never been able to go,
I can surprise him with this. No, that never works.
Yeah. And that's fine. I don't need anything and want anything. So, I'm not really that pushed. But so Kim still does stuff. And then
right
I feel guilty. Okay. Here's a bag.
Your gift.
Okay. There's a Santa on the front.
Yesterday. What was your gift yesterday?
A small sex toy. Just kidding.
Oh,
it wasn't.
My gosh.
I was joking. It's not what that was. What happened in there?
The bottom of the bag.
Oh, what's this? It's a T Forte.
So it's a
Will Forte teacup, made this. Oh.
But it has a steamer basket inside it.
Oh, look at that.
Because Scott really likes the Phoenix Pearl tea.
I do like Phoenix Pearl tea.
But sometimes I don't have time to brew a whole pot of anything in the morning because we're in a hurry.
This is great.
The show starts.
So hold on. How do I heat it? What is it heated?
So you just put your hot water inside.
Oh, okay.
It's not like we're having to tell everybody how this works.
No, this is nice. So I take this.
Ceramic cup.
It's got a little strainer thing.
A strainer thing inside it.
They call them steepers?
Steep your tea.
You remember that girl Sarah Streeper?
Yeah.
Used to have a thing for me. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
This is the best thing about being open with your wife. Whenever you do have girls that, like in the workplace who are acting like they're, kind of like you or whatever, you just go tell your wife and it's all good.
So this is really cool because it has that little thing. So it'll keep it steaming until you're ready to drink it.
All right. So
then you take it out.
And then you take that out and all the weeds and stuff come out.
Way to do your tea in the morning before you go to work.
I like that so much better.
Before you walk
bags.
Downstairs.
I hate bags.
Yes.
Tea bags.
I don't mind those.
I don't like them. But this is perfect. I really like this. This is ceramic.
Yes, it's very loud.
It's very loud.
But then it has this little guide that comes right out.
Yeah, look at that. We can drop it in louder. See, now you can hear it. See?
Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's very cool.
So I'm working on just 12 days of Christmas, smaller gifts for Scott, and it's really fun for me because...
I should have done something like that. I never think of it, though. I never think of it.
It's okay.
I know.
This is what I like to do.
Here's what I usually do. I was just talking to Carter upstairs about this. Usually I'm sometimes last day before it. Sometimes Christmas Eve, but sometimes usually it's a little more than that. But somewhere between the 22nd and 24th, I usually take one of the kids and go, we got to go get some Dave. We got to get some gifts.
You run into the store.
So we go to like a Target and get, a George Foreman grill or whatever we can get. And
that has happened in the past.
It has happened. Yep. And that's how I do Christmas because I'm terrible at gift ideas. I have no concept for what anyone wants or needs or any. I'm terrible at it. It's just,
and
I'm
for
bad.
Those of
Could
you
I get
that
better? Yes.
Understand this. You know what it feels like because even when you drop the hints or send something exactly that thing you wanted, I'll be like, I ran out of time to get that ordered in time to get it here on time.
Yeah.
So
I have
it's
no good excuse.
It's all right.
I have no good
I'm
excuse.
I'm not mad about it.
Right. What's harder this year is that, okay, so there's a pandemic and I really don't want to be in a store packed with idiots like me that wait until the last minute.
So today you have 10 days.
Yeah, but do you think anything will get here on time from Amazon or whatever?
I'm trying to do smaller business stuff too, like local, smaller things. I like Amazon for the things we need Amazon for, but when it comes to gifts, I try to do small local business or at least small business on Etsy and stuff.
Well, that thing you gave me yesterday was a small business here locally, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She gave me a dead.
Let's start with dead.
Wait, what's it?
A local company called Natur, N-A-T-U-R.
Right. They go kill animals.
They do not kill anything. they take small animals,
destroy their lives. No, they find dead animals, right?
Yes.
I don't mean on the side of the road. I think you hit a seahorse. That's
not
what I
mean. It's the coolest shop, actually. They do really cool stuff, and they do a lot of skeletons of animals and things. But they frame them and make them beautiful. And so I got Scott this, the tiniest. I mean, it is a quarter of an inch.
Not even that.
Full size baby seahorse
that's
framed.
That's sticking on a post. And
it's
then
so cute.
Hovering outside of the frame and then the frame around it. And it's very cool. It reminds me of like a cool, like, someone who collects
butterflies. They do a lot of
that
stuff there too. They do a lot of the butterflies.
But their whole thing is they go out and they find dead animals already. Or they'll talk to somebody who's like, we run an aquarium and we always end up with you know, a dead fish every couple of days.
Do you want to? But they don't actually kill anything.
They don't kill anything.
They just, it's all found.
Which is a little scavengery, but I kind of like it.
Very cool, though.
Yeah. So now I have a dead seahorse, which is pretty cool.
You make that sound like the funniest gift ever. She gave me a dead seahorse and a teacup.
I'm not sure that seahorse would, I think it would filter through one of those tiny holes in the teacup.
It's very small, but it was cool because it was the smaller one.
Yeah,
it's pretty tiny. Cool.
So we have 12 days. Hopefully, here's my big hang up with gift giving. I love that you love doing this.
Yes.
But I always stress that the things you're getting me are costing too much money.
And they don't.
I know, but I always feel
that way.
I make
sure of that.
I know, but I always feel that way. So you'll get me something on like the 12th day and it'll be awesome. And I'll go, oh, that looked like it cost more than 3 video games or whatever.
Oh my gosh. Can I just stop there and say that for our first probably 10 years of marriage, all increments of money, whether it was a bill or whether it was a gift or whether it was anything,
it was all measured in
video games. And it was all $50 because at the time they were $49.
Well, they still are, most of them. Not all of them. Some
they've moved up a little bit.
Yeah. They're about to go to $79.
It's $69,
which
right?
is why we got Game Pass, because I don't want to do that anymore.
So everything, including if we had an electric bill that was really high and I was like, oh, $200, you're like, oh, that's 4 video games. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was in increments of a video game.
A video game or the console or like that's
that
a video card or whatever.
That console, yeah.
It's surprisingly good as a way to create a currency and compare it to everything. But
that's
yeah,
I'm not going to worry about it this year. It's very nice that you're doing it, but I am just really bad. I'm the one in this house that really sucks
at this.
Keep
in mind that most, even when I do this for Valentine's, sometimes that day is a really great bag of chips. It's not, it doesn't have to be an expensive thing.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, Kim's giving me the low T shots again. Low T, low T. I got one today.
Speaking of what?
I can't eat chips anymore as much as I used to. Says we got okay. So I have a new doctor. A new doctor says, "Yeah, your testosterone's too low. You're basically a woman." She didn't say that, but she says you're way low. And actually, said my estrogen is in really good shape. It's cracking.
Well, that's
up.
Good.
Yeah, I have to be careful though, because the more you try to
balance
prompt
your
or tea. Balance the T, you can grow some of the E, and I don't want the E because the E will give me boobs and things.
Yes, it would.
Right. and I already am not very hairy. So maybe
that's a good thing.
Maybe it's good. anyways.
I've never been a hairy kind of guy.
No, I'm not really a hairy person. I have this beard thing, but I couldn't do this till I was 25 or older, maybe. Remember that?
Yeah. That's
I never
true.
Shaved
that's
between
true.
My adolescent years through early 20s. Never shaved.
Yeah. It was you would shave, but it would be like once every 2 weeks.
If that.
If you were working and you needed to.
Even then, you couldn't tell. It was just so not hairy, but. Now I have a little bit of hair, but this is a weird conversation, so we're going to change it.
Okay.
But anyway, what was I going to say? What was my whole point? I had a point.
We talked about the doctor.
Oh, yeah. I got the tea. We got the new tea. It's a weekly dose right there in the butt.
Yep.
Kim does it with a shot. And look, guys in your 40s, pushing 50, something to get checked out. Because this is what happens. Men... And I'm not talking about those guys that get on TV and go, are you experiencing exhaustion? Maybe it's because your testosterone needs a bit. I'm not talking about those guys. Those are different guys. That's a whole different
just
animal.
Just your regular doctor.
A doctor who like does blood work and does a full panel and says, all right, you're high in this, low in this, whatever, check your sugar, blah, blah, blah. Well, one of the things for me is I have extraordinarily low testosterone in the last few years.
Yeah.
Like last 3 years, let's say.
Yeah, it was.
And
it isn't,
before that, it was
been
fine.
A long time.
And they don't like it to see it that low because that has knock-on effects in other parts of your health. So
right.
they want to boost that. That helps other stuff, and we're good to go. Anyway, so I started doing that again.
Which did help you sleep better, I noticed, last time we did this.
I slept better last night.
The reason we stopped a while back is because your doctor moved.
My doctor moved back east. Now we have a nude doctor. Did you say nude?
No, I didn't.
Oh, new. Okay. I thought it was weird that she was naked. But anyway, wasn't used to that. She wanted to turn and cough, not me. Anyway, just kidding. That's terrible. So he moves out of town. She picks it up where we left off. She's like, you're low in vitamin D, like real bad.
Vitamin B.
Your B is low. Yeah. And I know it's because I know a ton of reasons why. And a lot of it has to do with COVID giving me an excuse to just be a lazy bum about my exercise and stuff like that.
Same. I feel the same way.
So I got to get better on that. But anyway, I brought all that up for a reason.
Get it tested, you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Get tested. Go out there and do it. And you know what else you should do? And everyone way young is going to go, like if somebody in their 20s is hearing this, they're going to go, colonoscopy? That's for old people.
Well, they moved that up, though.
They did move it up. And it comes real quick, and you need to do it. So it used to be
40.
Then it got moved to 50. Then it got moved to 45.
Yeah, they moved it back to 45. So
if you're anywhere near that range, I would go. It's a nightmare the night you do it. But the actual procedure is no big deal.
It's not.
And the actual feeling of
relief.
Almost euphoria when they come back with the results and say, yeah, it's all good in there.
Everything's great.
Yeah, nice true. Pipes or whatever. and if you're smart about it and do it early enough, you might catch something that can be easily rectified.
Right.
Rectified.
Nice.
And if you wait too long, you may not. Good and that's catch. The other thing we've been bumping into lately. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but Kim's sister's diagnosis, and then now my mom has a brain tumor, but it's a not cancerous, and it's from the skull inward. So it's one of these that doesn't grow in the brain.
On her brain.
Yeah, it grows on the inside of her skull and is pushed down on her brain and has been growing there, the doctor says. And she's at like the best cancer, one of the best cancer places in the country, or, you know, tumor doctors and all that. Tumor doctors, what am I even saying? That sounds
oncologist.
Thank you. That's the word I meant.
But those are, oncologists is cancer.
It is, so but they still, yeah, they're still the tumor people. Out. Anyway, he says, I just pictured what tumor people look like. They look like,
oh my gosh, stop.
Remember that guy that got hit by the car in RoboCop and got all smeared
all over
the car?
You're all over the place. All right,
anyway.
Today.
So she went in, she got checked, and they found this tumor that's been growing for 10 years, 12 years, and she's starting to have some effects from it because it's pushing on her frontal lobe. And this isn't a super uncommon one, and also it's pretty operable, very operable, and not a giant high-risk one. But that's if you're like 30 or 40. My mom is 82, and so there's like an extra level of, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Anyone that old for any surgery. I mean, going in for an appendix or her knee surgery,
really,
all of those are high risk.
Going into any surgery.
Well, surgery has a risk, but 82 is a giant risk. So we're all in the middle of this, like, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? How does she feel? And then if she does feel a certain way, is that really her feeling that way? Or is that this ball pushing on her brain that tells her to feel a certain way? Because she's experienced behavioral changes and, you know, nothing so drastic that it was like, oh no, she's calling herself Fred and, you know, throwing poo at the neighbors. It's not like that. But she's like, you know, a little different right now. So we're trying to figure that out. So it's been a weird, this doesn't feel like Christmas is
it
what I'm saying.
It has been a really weird long time.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I know everybody's been dealing with this for a whole year now, and it's just so much.
First vaccine started this morning, by the way.
I think that you getting your testosterone shots is going to help because it'll help you sleep better. It'll help you feel better, ready to do exercise, and you'll start to feel like yourself
again. It can regulate better and all that.
With all this going on, you might as well feel like yourself again, at least.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. So that we can be ready for, you know, if she gets the surgery in January, that's going to be super intense. On both sides of the family, we just have stuff going on like that that's just hard to deal with. So we'll see. But vaccine started today.
Mm-hmm.
Frontline workers are getting it first. Lady, doctor, nurse lady, somebody was the first one to get it. That was cool. And then we're not expected, the general public isn't expected to get it to like April, possibly.
Really?
Later, maybe even summer. But still.
So we have to just buckle down still. And
but that's good,
home.
Right? It's a sign
it's
of
a very good sign. It's a very good sign. We're just hoping to stay home until then.
Yeah.
As best we can.
Best we can. I do look forward to, I want to go to Vegas. Let's go to Vegas. You ready? Let's go.
I was laughing that Scott, you tweeted the other day, I miss the mall. And I had a friend.
I do miss the mall.
Talk on that. And she's like, ew.
Yeah, I'm she like, didn't, no, she couldn't understand what I was saying. I love the mall.
At Christmas
because
time.
I was a mall kid.
Yeah.
I grew up in the mall. And when our kids were little, we loved walking the mall in their stroller, especially in the winter where you couldn't take them outside very much.
Gave them something to do.
Yep. And I'd go to all the stores I liked. I'd avoid the ones you liked. We'd just like hang out in the mall, eat at the food court.
It was our Saturday.
Great.
It was our Saturday for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
When
I love
they were
that.
Little.
I love that. And so Christmas time in particular, including last year,
mm-hmm.
I love that week of Christmas where we just go to the mall, even if we're not, even if we're done shopping, and we're just not even shopping.
That's kind of easier to go to the mall when you're not shopping anymore.
Yeah.
Because then you do get that feeling of, let's go get a hot chocolate and let's go see all the lights everywhere. And it was just fun to take the.
Yeah. And downtown Salt Lake City has a big lights thing. We always go to that.
But the mall downtown, City Creek Mall, is fantastic.
Yeah. We love that. And there's just something about the music and just the atmosphere of it. And I can get Sparrow pizza at the mall. And I can hang out in the Apple store even though I don't need anything in there.
Like, you just go test everything. Now you don't want to touch anything. So now,
I don't even know what that looks like now. We were watching something yesterday, Fargo episode, which we'll talk about in a minute. And there was a scene in season 2, which is set in 1979, where somebody leans over and uses a drinking fountain in this public building. And Kim goes, well, remember that? We're not remember doing those? That again.
Never, ever, ever.
Like, why? Even in a future, is there a future where people are just happy to be using public? I don't know.
I don't know.
Even if there's a vaccine, I'm saying.
I still want to go to Target as opposed to some stores because they have the slide open doors and I don't have to touch anything.
Also depends on which Target, but yeah. Like Targets in Utah, very nice Targets. We have this idea that Target's the upper scale version of a Walmart here, but in some states it's flipped.
The other way around.
Oh yeah, people are like Target, freaking crack deals going on at Target.
Well, you know, some people like to only shop at Bloomingdale's. That's fine too.
And Target, if you want to sponsor, it's fine. Just let us know. We'll sponsor the show.
We love Target.
All right, speaking of Fargo, I have a question for you from a listener. This is from Paula. Ignore that header. That's wrong.
Okay.
Paula says, I heard Kim was really enjoying Fargo or enjoying Fargo. What does she like about it? Paula, what do you like about Fargo?
Oh, I don't even know.
Because we just blitzed season one. We're in the middle of season two.
But
she got really hooked on it.
I'm very much into mystery / drama.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I'm into that probably a lot of women aren't.
Yeah.
When it comes to movies, I like, what's the one that's coming out you were telling me about that?
Oh. Nobody.
Nobody.
The one with
that one looks fantastic.
Yeah, with Saul. Can't think of his real name all of a sudden.
I really like.
It's like John Wick, but the guy has a family.
I like that it jumps around in eras, but they're connected.
The show's
and Scott's finding that he's seeing things now that he's rewatching it with me.
Yeah, and this is my third time through.
By
the way,
he is seeing things he didn't see in the beginning.
Yeah, third time through season two, and I'm like, oh, there's that guy. I get the reference now. Like, that show has also, and people who are heard TMS today are so sick of me talking about Fargo. It's like Mad Max for me, but
there's something very exciting for me when I see that there are five seasons of something, too.
Yeah, plus, and then you just tear through it. Well four, but yeah. You know.
Well, they're going to be, yeah, that's true.
Four seasons so far. And a
but
movie.
When you know that it's a lot of episodes and you've got four seasons, you know you're in for the long haul, and it's great.
Yeah.
Especially right now when you're just, that's all you really want to do is get everything done you need to in the morning. In the afternoon, I binge TV. That's
so it's been stupid, a while since you and I. It's not stupid. I think a lot of people do that. But you and I haven't sat and binged something hard like that. Like hardcore binge it.
That's
just
true.
Watch. And then go to bed at 2. Like, we haven't done that in a while.
Well, we did that with
Deadwood. But that was like
that was the second time around. No, I mean this time was the second time around.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I forgot you rewatched that.
Love Deadwood.
Yeah,
oh,
Deadwood's great. Deadwood's great. Not for the kids, everybody.
No.
Not for the kids. Neither is Fargo, really, but Fargo's a little less.
But Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, did you know he's in season 4 of...
See, and I don't know.
Fargo?
Stop spoiling things.
It's not a spoiler. It's just a cool... I've told you
to
about
me.
Him. He plays that funny Mormon guy. You got to see it. It's
That's
so
right.
good.
Yeah.
So we're gonna finish 2 again, for me again, for Kim the first time.
So the other night,
when
we started watching this, we were up till 1 and then decided to finally turn it off and finish watching another day.
Mm-hmm. And then we finished... So we really burned through season 1, loved it. Freaking... Lorne Malvo is the evilest character ever. And then we watched...
He is pure chaos.
He is pure chaos with feet. And then we're watching season 2, and I've been explaining throughout, like, some of these connections and also why I love 2 the most. I love season 2. I think it's because it's in the 70s. There's something about that. And then the third one, which you don't know anything about, it's got so much of its own cool stuff. And 4 was amazing. I'm so excited. So, Paula, there you go. That's why I came
like it. So that's why I like it.
I'm going to read you a couple more here. Here's one. You ready for this?
Yep. Ready.
Hold on. Is this still recording? Yeah.
Yep, it is.
Just making sure we're good. All right. Hey, Scott. Oh, that's weird. There we go. Hey, Scott, does Kim snore? Says Beth.
Asks Beth. I don't think I do.
Yeah, I've heard you, yeah. Last night.
I have. Really?
Yeah, this is you. This is how I hear you. You go. It's real slow and methodic. It's not like me where I feel like I'm catching my breath. So, yes, not very often, though. Kim's not much of a snorer, but occasionally.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But see, maybe I don't even know.
Maybe it's because I'm asleep most of the time when you're snoring.
Maybe.
Because I sleep through whatever.
I don't think I snore at all. I don't believe him.
You don't believe me? Wow, I got news for you. I'm going to record it tonight.
Okay.
Put it on the show.
You'll be asleep.
That's a good point. Here's one from Sean and Kep, K-E-P-P. Think I'm saying that right? Probably.
I think so.
Says, well, was wondering if you guys have a favorite movie you watch together and why.
Well, some of them we don't watch more than once, but what's
probably
our favorite?
Firefly.
Firefly is a really good one.
I'm trying to think. Not Firefly. Sorry. Serenity, oh, the Firefly movie.
Serenity's a good one.
We've seen that like 20 times.
We see a lot of Christmas movies every year. We have to watch.
We watch Elf. We watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles around Thanksgiving, although we didn't this year. We watch Muppet Christmas. What else? You watch a million other freaking Hallmarky business. Although, that's what's funny about this Fargo thing. I have peeled you away somehow from your hideous lifestyle.
Stop it.
Sorry. From your wonderful habit of watching those things.
Because I couldn't find all. I've already watched the new ones this year.
Did you hear about the KFC one? Did I tell you about that?
You did.
It's real.
I can't even believe it. I'm not sure I can watch it. I'm going to be laughing the whole time, aren't
I? What if it's serious and good? KFC, Hallmark.
He looks like the Colonel. I'm sorry.
He does. That's the point. He's supposed to look like the Colonel. Okay, here we go. Lifetime is doing a Christmas movie about the KFC Colonel. It's called
a sexy Colonel, it says right there.
Well, look at him.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what's his name?
I don't know if I can watch it.
Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell fame. Oh, look at him kissing the lady and everything. Her name is Andrea Zahemensky. She's the CMO of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, no, that's the person
the
in charge.
That's the story.
We all could use a little distraction this holiday season, so why not fill it with your time with some suspenseful drama and a comfort of all the comfort of our world-famous fried chicken. A recipe for seduction is the perfect excuse to curl up at home and escape to your own happily ever after.
Ooh, I think we need to order KFC while we're watching it.
But do we really want to have diarrhea?
Stop.
Sorry, what's her name?
KFC is not bad.
Sorry, Andrea Zahemensky. It's all right. It's not the best. I prefer Popeyes. Popeyes
what
and...
are other, so, I'm trying to think. We have a lot of Christmas Chick-fil-A. Movies we watch every year.
I know, but I can't think of any of the ones I mentioned. We are going to watch Muppet again because Carter wants to.
Yes.
Here's one you're going to love.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
This is from XX Dupus XX.
Okay.
Dupus. D-O-O-P-U-S. He says, you guys should talk more about your... Listen now he writes it. You guys should talk more about your sex lives. He means your.
Okay.
I think the peoples would enjoy it a lot. It's a G.
Okay.
I think he meant Jay. That's what he meant there.
People would enjoy hearing about
we don't. They don't want to hear about that.
I don't think anyone wants
no.
to hear about that.
No, Stupus XX. Although his name's starting to make sense to me now with all the X's in it. What's he looking for? But yeah, we're not. We're why? What do you? You guys don't want to hear anything. Let's say this. Let's say. Okay. I think it's very important for any couple.
I think we have a healthy sex life, and that's all we need to say about
right,
it.
But I think – I guess what I would add is that makes a big difference in the longevity of your relationship.
Yeah.
And moreover, forget about sex like the act for a minute and think about it more as like keep the romance alive in whatever ways you can. So have date nights. Even in shutdown like this, have some time for yourselves. Like I would call our Fargo watch through a bit of a date night.
Yeah,
it's a great time to
we
just
do order food when we
hold
do
hands,
we
eat food, chill out, mm-hmm. whatever. Like that kind of stuff really matters.
It's about the best date you can do these days.
Right. But I don't know what he's looking for, like details and stuff. Freaking F that. I'm not doing that. I wonder if our neighbors are hearing this. So we have these new neighbors we've talked about on the show from Oklahoma. They're now here in Salt Lake, and they are the nicest people. And
they brought us cookies yesterday.
She did. Yeah, they did. And I scared her the other day because she was out gonna she was gonna clean her hot tub and she was in the backyard.
Like, what's his name?
It's not because I look like anything.
Neighbor? No, you're like the over the fence neighbor.
What was his name on that?
I can't remember.
The Tool Man Taylor show.
I can't remember, but you're like just barely
top
over the fence.
Pocket. Top pocket. What was that called? Top pocket. What was it?
Anyway, he's just barely peeking over the fence. He's like, hey, and she went, ah.
Yeah.
She was just.
And she goes, oh. And I'm like, oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry. I was just trying to say hi.
Hey,
but we talked to them for a while and they were talking. They're
going
to be doing some podcasting stuff. And they said, oh, we listened to your show. And I tried to explain, as I will now explain to this audience, as you can tell, we do this on like an open mic, not my regular studio stuff. So it sounds different. It sounds like we're recording it in a room. It's obvious. It's meant to be that way. And so I think they thought, well, that's what podcasting is next door. But he's never heard my, like, you know, deep mic business.
Deep mic.
Deep mic. So that was my wrestling name in high school. Is that all of them? Wait, we may have a little bit more here. But Dupas, or whatever your name is, I don't know, dude.
I'm not sure what you're looking for, buddy.
I think I do know what he's looking for, but I ain't going to give it to him. Not getting it from me. Okay, here's one from... Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
This is from Travis Crawford. Oh, TV's Travis. It's TV's Travis. I know him. He's awesome. He's got a very low voice, and he's 6'4" like me. He's tall. Anyway, none of that matters. He says, hey, Scott and Kim. Was just listening to the show, and Kim was talking about cooking a roux for gumbo, and I wanted to offer an alternative method. All right, so you ready for this? Combine the fat and flour, and then put it in a 350-degree oven. It takes more time, but about an hour and a half, but you only need to stir it a few times every 30 minutes or so to get a nice brick roux. Brick?
Great. It's kind of a dark.
Is that what that
reddish
means?
Reddish brown. Yeah.
Like brick.
Yeah. Ugh. It looks almost like chocolate.
Says, I've done this several times now, and it frees me up to prep other things rather than constantly stirring this roux, and it doesn't burn. You just wanted to pass this along as a cooking tip your way. Travis, a.k.a. TV's Travis, P.S., cargo shorts and hoodies are the way to go. Scott got it right.
Okay, I love this idea. I'm going to try it next time because it does take a lot of your time to make the roux. It's like 45 minutes of continuously, and I do mean continuously, stirring.
Mm-hmm.
It will burn like that.
Yeah.
So that's great. I love that. And I've never tried it.
It's a pretty cool idea. So next time, maybe?
Yes, for sure. We're thinking we're going to do something different for Christmas this year. Either, well, definitely some seafood because that's what my family did when I was growing up, but a lot more finger food so we can just chill and watch our movies with the kids over. Hopefully everybody's still in good shape
That'll
and we can all get together.
Seven of us. Seven?
Yeah, with the baby.
SSP, same six, seven people.
Same seven people.
one quick note on the cargo shorts and all that. I've actually been considering lately... Because I'm on camera a lot. Would it be weird if I got like a sport jacket?
No, why?
Does that sound weird?
We have a sport jacket.
We do?
Yeah, from your suit.
I have a
from
suit.
The wedding.
A suit suit.
That's a sport jacket.
That doesn't fit me.
It doesn't fit you anymore?
I was 118 pounds when I wore that.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, no, I was less than that.
No,
I was like
118 pounds.
Oh, no, sorry. Like 200 pounds. I was like 195, 200, whatever. Yeah. And I was skinny. And that did not fit me now.
Okay, well then, yes, we can do that. I think it would be nice. Are you thinking like
button-down
shirt?
Well, I was thinking, no, like more like one of those just that looks good on whatever you're wearing, blazer and t-shirt or blazer and...
That sweater you got the other day is kind of like that.
Kind of like that, yeah.
But it's definitely a sweater.
Is that a bad look?
No, not at all.
For me, I mean.
I think it looks good on you.
For me, though.
For you, it looks good. You're not listening to my answer.
I am. I'm just nervous that I would look dumb. All right. Here's one from William Townsend, who says, instead of poaching your eggs in a tomato and pepper sauce, do it in a spinach and artichoke Alfredo sauce.
Oh.
William from Slidell.
He's talking about the shakshuka I made you.
Oh, is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Spinach and artichoke Alfredo. That sounds like a fantastic idea.
Do you trust people from Slidell?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I do too. Okay.
I know, I'm sad we missed meeting up with a few people, including William, when we were supposed to go to Louisiana and Mississippi this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to meet up with him, so I feel bad we missed that out on that.
Final question today, Kim.
Okay.
This comes to us from Jeff Collins, who says, does Kim have the Hallmark Channel Holiday Edition Monopoly game?
No, I don't. But I do have the shirt, the socks, and the blanket that people have so nicely sent me over the past few years.
Well, the fact that this exists means that we may have to get our hands on it. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that's dumb?
Do you want to play Monopoly? That's the question.
No, I hate
Monopoly. You like Monopoly card game.
I like Monopoly Deal.
Monopoly Deal.
Monopoly Deal is an amazing card game, quick and easy to play, really fun. It only the Monopoly name isn't even required. It just is. It's just on there. But and, you know, thematically, it's a Monopoly spinoff. But all the things I don't like about full-blown Monopoly, I love about Deal. Or no, that doesn't make sense. All the things I don't like about full-blown Monopoly are not part of Deal. Deal takes the essences of what are good about Monopoly and makes them better in a small game. Okay. And you can play in like 15 minutes with like four of you.
Yeah, we've done that with the kids. We've done a lot of that on the holidays when I was cooking and you guys would all play, which is fine because that's the way I like it.
When I grew up, it would take us 6 hours to play that.
Yes.
Did you guys do that in your house or what was your thing?
Your sister was always the banker.
Did you guys play Life? What did you guys do?
We played Life. We played Skip-Bo. We played Uno. We played...
anything unless it wasn't face cards, because Kim's mom thinks face cards are Satan's handiwork. She does. It's okay to admit. There's a thing in the
70s. It goes along with gambling. That's why.
I know, but
that's the only reason.
There's a thing in the 70s where there was a bunch of people that got it in their heads that playing cards were of the devil, especially face cards, because they had something to do with tarot cards and that they had some kind of evil meaning, and also the gambling thing.
Face cards.
She won't touch them, I know. Even the ones I made, she won't take. The ones I put artwork on.
That's fine.
They're my jokers.
And it's fine.
My jokers, I say.
You are a joker.
But she does, not in the sad Joker movie kind of way. I'm not going to kill anybody on you never saw that.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, spoiler.
Spoiler.
Here's the shocker. The Joker in Gotham is an evil person.
You were going to say something else, though.
I don't remember.
Well, this has been fun.
No, what was it? I actually had a thing.
And we will actually be recording a couple times before Christmas. So keep listening.
Yeah.
You'll get to hear some more of Scott's 12 Days of Christmas Gifts.
Do you think my family's going to do the weird stream thing again where we all have to hang out with each other on Christmas?
No, we did that for Thanksgiving and it was
uncomfortable
rough.
And weird. I didn't like it.
It was a lot of people trying to talk at the same time.
I'd rather put a stream up of us just enjoying our day and let them come watch that if they are interested. And if we know Wendy or somebody's in the chat, hey, Wendy, how's it going? And then just keep going about our day.
Okay.
Or I guess everybody could see this, though, if I did that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
Christmas with the Johnsons. It'll be your next year's movie.
What was I making the point about before I actually had a point? I was going somewhere.
Cards? What were we talking about?
Oh, games you play when you're kids.
Sorry, I've had to bring him back around a few times. What was I talking about?
What I wanted to say was you guys should email us, skimshow@gmail.com. Again, skimshow@gmail.com, so you can have that pounded in your head and you can use it all the time. Send us what you guys play as family traditions. Like, what are the board games you pull out?
Or whatever kind of games you play.
Or whatever.
For the holidays,
video
we
games,
all
whatever.
Get together.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting that full-blown Jackbox collection on the Xbox, just so we have it in here.
That one's really fun to play
with.
I have
it on PC, but I don't know. We should do it.
It's fun to play with everybody because the kids pull out their phones or iPads and draw, and that's really fun.
Yeah, we love those games. Okay, I think that's it. Okay. Send your emails to Scott. Sorry, what is it?
To
skimshow@gmail.com. skimshow@gmail.com. Or you can join our Discord and ask questions there. You can always tag me in there. What else?
Have fun prepping for your holiday season.
Oh, yeah. If you have any great ideas about what I can do a week and a half before Christmas for Kim, let me know.
Come on.
I don't know what to do. George Foreman Grill? How's that sound?
No, I already have one of those.
You might have had it twice. I don't remember for sure. But wish us luck as we continue our voyage through Fargo, and we will be back next week with more riveting content like this.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast? Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.